America, and he's unplugged.
So listen to this.
The all-new Todd Starnes Show.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Here's your host, Todd Starnes.
Well, all right, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Hour three of the big show, broadcasting from New York City. What an honor to have you with us here, folks. And, wow, we're getting ready to make the big move to Memphis, Tennessee. And the cat is out of the bag, as they say. Yesterday, word leaked out that that Starnes Media Group, the company that I own, has purchased a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. It's an AM-FM radio station. And we're going to be broadcasting our show from Memphis, Tennessee. That will be the flagship station of the Todd Starnes Radio Show Network. And we're pretty excited about this. Got to tell you, it's going to be fun to evacuate from New York City. I mean, we have done everything humanly possible that we could do here to try and convert the native liberal population. But our efforts have been fruitless, but we have given it the good try. We have fought the good fight. And we are heading to Memphis, where we will continue broadcasting this radio show. I'm just glad I'm moving to a state where there is no income tax, no state income tax, no city income tax. So it's going to be a good day. So we're very excited about the news, we will be heading down there, I would say, in the next couple of months or so. We still have a few more things to do before we actually take control of the radio station. But I can promise you this. Many of you folks in the Mid-South, in eastern Arkansas, north Mississippi, and west Tennessee, you have been begging us to bring the show to Memphis, and we are delivering on that promise to you. We are going to be a conservative blowtorch for freedom across the Mid-South. You better believe it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some great conversations, and we're very excited to welcome many of the new listeners to the program there in the Mid-South. And we're going to be adding other stations as well. And we have again, we're pretty excited about this, folks. We're the little talk show that could. And it's an honor to have you as a part of our efforts here as we continue to grow this this great radio program, thanks to your great efforts. So look, we're going to be talking to some politics. So we've got some folks from the Trump campaign that are going to drop by in just a little while. But I've got to explain to you what happened today, because I wasn't supposed to be here. I had to go and take my driver's road test because I let my license expire. And here in New York State, that is probably the worst possible thing you can do. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can just walk in and they'll give you a driver's license. But as for the rest of us, well, it's like going through a TSA checkpoint. I mean, the problem, they don't give you flowers. They don't pay for your meal. They don't give you a cigarette. Not that I smoke. I don't smoke. But you know what I'm talking about. So I was supposed to go and take the driver's test today. And I wanted to ask you, I wasn't able to do that because we had some connectivity issues with our fill-in host. And so I had to cancel my driver's test. And this may be, honestly, guys, this may be for the best. Because now it gives me a little bit more time to prepare. Because the last time I took a road test was, oh, geez, Alou. 1985. We had driver's ed. Miss Robisky, she was our driver's ed teacher. She was also the head coach of the girls basketball team and the girls softball team and the girls volleyball team. And she taught driver's ed, Miss Robisky. And you know what I remember most about taking driver's ed as a 15-year-old, guys?
What was that?
One of the things we had to do two things. I was living, my dad got transferred down to Louisiana, and so we were in one of the river parishes, which borders the Mississippi River. And so our parish, which is what they call counties in Louisiana, our parish was actually divided by the Mississippi River, and we did not have a bridge. So we had to do two things to pass driver's ed. At East St. John the Baptist Parish High School. That was the public school, by the way. we had to successfully maneuver onto and off of a ferry boat, because that's how you got from one side of the river to the other.
Whew.
And that's a little scary, because there's not much wiggle room. You either pass or you die. So it's, you know, there's not much wiggle room.
Was it just a ferry boat meant for one car, just a single car ferry boat? Or
no, I think you could probably get, you know, 30 or 40 cars.
Oh, okay.
But still, it's a little dicey. You know, you're a 15-year-old kid and you've got big Miss Robisky in the car with you, and you don't want to end up in the Mississippi River. And here was the other thing you had to do. Miss Robisky loved, I mean loved, can I just say this again? She loved Popeye's fried chicken and biscuits. I mean loved it. Extra crispy, and she loved the spicy.
Oh, they didn't have the sandwich back then.
No, they didn't. No, this was back when Popeye's was like orange. So all of the Popeye's fried chicken restaurants were bright orange. And it was owned by some guy back in New Orleans, who was very well known. He was a popular guy, had a big, huge Christmas display, one of these kind of larger than life. He was kind of like New Orleans' version of Donald Trump, the original owner of Popeyes.
Isn't that Ed Orgeron?
No, that's...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
No, that's not him. That's not him.
Oh, gosh.
What? You know what? Avery has been dealing with an illness, ladies and gentlemen, our call screener. But it's okay. We spray Lysol under the phones when you call.
Yes.
Avery, we need some of your NyQuil. Just, we're going to take shots. Maybe that'll.
Okay.
Copeland. Al Copeland. That was the guy. Al Copeland. He was the founder of the Popeye's fried chicken and biscuits chain. And he wanted to compete with KFC. And it was so popular. I don't think people understand how popular Popeye's was in New Orleans. They actually put a lot of the KFCs out of business back in the day.
Oh, really?
And I know this because I worked part-time at Popeye's Fried Chicken. So anyway, let me finish my Miss Robisky driver's ed story. But before I do that, the whole point of this is I need some advice on what I need to do to pass my road test. And I am man enough to know I need some help and guidance, because it's been, you know, since 85, since the last time I took a road test. So if you've got some things that you want to suggest, what do I need to do to pass my driver's road test? Give me a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So anyway, the second thing we had to do, guys, to pass driver's ed at East St. John the Baptist Parish High School is that we had to successfully maneuver through the drive-thru at Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuit.
Are you for real?
I am serious.
That is hilarious.
Every time we were out on the road, she would always tell to whoever was driving, you know, there'd always be like a student in the front seat,
yeah,
and the two of us in the back
seat.
And so we'd had to go through Popeye's. She loved the three-piece, extra spicy.
This doesn't sound like state-regulated procedure. This sounds like a way for the teacher to get some chicken while she's out giving tests.
Yeah, but still, then again, she's the one who determines if you pass or not. So
I know, she's got all the power.
Popeyes, oh, dang, it's bad.
Look, if she wanted to go to Red Lobster, I would have gone to Red Lobster. I wanted that license. So all that to say, I had to take the five. So last Sunday, I had to take the five-hour class. This is how horrible it is, guys. It was an honest mistake. I let my driver's license expire. And so you had to go take the five-hour class, and then you have to take the road test.
Yeah.
So I go up there Sunday, and I didn't know what to expect. There were like, I don't know, 20 people, and it turned out that most of them were like in their 20s or 30s. I thought it was going to be me and a bunch of like little, you know, 15-year-olds. And the guy doing the test, he was a nice enough guy. I mean, he made it interesting. You know, they showed a lot of videos of like road rage and drinking. And
oh, those are the best videos, aren't they, though? They're just so great.
The road rage was pretty entertaining, actually. But here I am, and you guys know me. I'm a little, I'm a little opinionated. You know, I speak my mind. But I made sure, you know, when I went there, again, very liberal neighborhood. And so I made sure I did not wear anything that identified myself as a Republican. And I know some of you folks are out there saying, you know, Starnes is a sellout. Why didn't you go? Why weren't you wearing like your MAGA hat? You know, well, you know what? Starnes needs a driver's license. Thank you very much. I'm a realist.
Yep.
So anyway, so I go in there and, you know, I'm wearing, you know, when I was out on the campaign trail years ago as a reporter, you know, we'd pick up the campaign buttons and, you know, just kind of collect them all. And so I made sure I grabbed one of the Hope and Change, you know, because I wanted to disguise myself, you know, as a liberal.
It's not hard, by the way. It's just a couple of key articles of clothing and you've pretty much got it.
Well, I didn't have anything hemp in my wardrobe. So it was, you know, I'm Brooks Brothers all the way, and that's a dead giveaway right there. It's like, well, there, that guy's a Republican. So I get down there. So I walk over to the place. It's freezing cold, 4-hour or 5-hour class. And we're sitting there, and the guy starts just ragging on Trump. And we're talking like a road rage video, and he's like, oh, yeah, that dude's probably like a – that's probably Trump in that.
Was he really?
And you know what's happening here. You know, my blood is boiling, and my still small voice was like screaming at me, do not say a word. You will not get your driver's license. Do not say a word.
An endurance test. You didn't know that was built into the driver's test.
So everybody's laughing. So I'm just like seething, and it's a small room, you know, and he's staring directly at me. So I'm like, does this, oh, and they call out everybody's name. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Jeez, somebody's going Google. So anyway, so he tells the, he's like, you know, oh, that guy's, he drives like Trump. And everybody's like, ha, 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 ha.
Trump doesn't drive himself, first of all. He's got people to do that. So.
Well, thank you. So thank you, Avery. So I'm trying to fit in here. You know, everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. So I overcompensate. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Hope and change. And then everybody's staring at me. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. Terrible. So all that to say, you know, the test, you know, went through, did everything. And so today I was supposed at 1 o'clock Eastern, I was supposed to be on the road, parallel parking. And apparently that's how you either pass or fail based on whether you can parallel park. That's it.
Which is the worst thing in the world, by the way.
Yep.
I hate it. I hate it.
It's awful.
Terrible. Very bad.
So if you guys have any suggestions on what I need to do to pass this road test so I can be a legal driver, I'm going to have like a driver now. Avery, you're going to be like my official driver.
All right, that's fine with me. As long as I wear a hat. That's okay.
Yeah, you get to wear a hat.
Yeah.
You can wear a hat.
I like it.
844-747-8868. I don't think Limbaugh has to go through this, you know?
Probably not.
Can I just say?
But it's going to be a great experience.
I think Avery, I've never seen you wear a hat.
Well, I mean, we're
going to call you out on this one.
We're in a workplace. I don't know.
Okay,
like
why are we talking
hats.
About Avery? This is about me. It's all about me, guys.
It's the Todd Starn Show.
Come on. I don't have a driver's license, for goodness sake. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
President Reagan once said, freedom is just one generation away from extinction. Best-selling author Todd Starnes believes the nation stands at a crossroad. Do we choose freedom and liberty or socialism and destruction? Todd offers his observations on the state of our union in his newest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Governor Mike Huckabee says, Todd mixes rock solid investigative journalism with Southern humor to deliver a must-read book for freedom-loving patriots. Order an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh. And the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
All right, so here's the worst part about this of this story. I missed the road test today. I missed the driver's test. I can't get it rescheduled for like 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. 6 to 8 weeks. And on top of that, it is what it is. But you have to use their car. It's got one of those huge signs on the car. It's like all over the car. It's like wrapped with the big words, yellow caution letters, student driver. And I'm really afraid there's going to be YouTube video out there. This is the story of my life.
This is I'm praying there's YouTube video out there. This is going to be amazing. If we get a national radio host in a student driver car, it's going to be the photo of 2020.
Just unbelievable. So it reminds me of the time. Remember there was the BP oil spill. This was back when I was a reporter at Fox News. So they sent me down to Grand Isle, Louisiana. And if you've never been to Grand Isle, it is literally at the end of the earth. And there is nothing there. It's an old fishing village. And just about everything in that town is built up on stilts. And so Fox, you know, the guys that run Fox Radio, good enough people, but they've never been west of the Hudson River. And so their concept of America is slightly skewed. And I remember when I was, they said, pack your bags, you're going to Grand Isle, just book yourself in the Marriott Hotel down there. And I'm like, what? Because our family, we used to go fishing down there. It's a great fishing town. And I'm like, there is no Marriott Hotel, and there's not even a Motel 6 in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Go find a Marriott on stilts.
So I went down there, and they did have some sort of like a motel, and it was, honest to goodness, guys, and you will appreciate this being Southerners, they basically took single-wide trailers and hoisted them up on stilts and like tied them all together. And that was like the motel. And I don't even know if the thing is still there. This is like years ago.
Wow.
And I'm not sure what was going on. It was a little rickety, just a smidge. I remember getting up into the single wide trailer and going to sleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed that the entire trailer was like rocking back and forth. And
oh no,
I thought we were having some sort of, an earthquake or something, but they don't have earthquakes down in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Apparently they had put me next to the honeymoon suite.
Oh no.
Or trailer, if you will. The honeymoon
trailer. Honeymoon trailer. Oh gosh.
Okay. I had told you in the break that I really wanted to see footage of you in that driver's class. Substitute that. I really want to see a footage of you lying awake at night as this trailer rocks back and forth.
I've had flashbacks happen occasionally. So all that to say, when I went to go pick up my car, I mean, every reporter in America was down in Louisiana covering the story. So we get down there, it was a last minute thing. And I think Anderson Cooper got the last, SUV, the only car they had. The only car they had left was one of those tiny box cars.
Oh, like one of the Kia Souls or whatever?
It was a cherry red box car, guys.
How was the food down there, by the way?
The food was out of this world. It was amazing food.
That's what I figured.
But I had to go pick up a colleague who had arrived early, and they were staying, I think it was the Royal Sonesta, one of those hotels down in the Quarter. And I remember as I was driving in that tiny cherry red boxcar down Bourbon Street, people thought I was a one-man Shriners parade. They were asking me to throw beads at them. This is my story. Maybe I don't need a driver's license after all. Anyway, all right, I got to take a break, pay some bills. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeez alone. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
Just exactly how involved is God in the development of our lives? According to Scripture, He's participated in every moment of our creation. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. The Christian foundation of the pro-life movement is based on God's view of our lives. Psalms 139 reveals key details. For instance, God forms our inward parts. He knits us together in the womb. Verse 16 notes, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance." God's view is exceedingly more detailed than the greatest ultrasound. Because God values our lives at such an early stage and with intricate detail, we can conclude that we are to care for children in the womb with a similar attitude. The pre-born child deserves our highest protection and greatest devotion. Don't grow weary in standing for life. Take a clear stand for those whose lives need our help the most. Join us for more biblical resources at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. There's been tremendous controversy over the president ordering the execution of Qasem Soleimani, the second most powerful figure in Iran's Islamic Republic. He was the chief architect of Iran's worldwide terror network. He had the blood of tens of thousands of people on his hands. Syrian, Iranian, Iraqi, Yemeni, Lebanese, Israeli, and American. At least 600 Americans were killed by the murderous terrorist, and thousands more were horribly maimed by the impact of explosive devices that he provided to the Iraqi terrorists during the Iraqi war. If you've been to a VA facility and seen amputees and quadriplegics, there is a good chance Soleimani was responsible for their injuries. Soleimani is to Iran what Himmler and Eichmann were to Nazi Germany. The president had every right, and I would say obligation, to take this murderous thug out of circulation. Many liberals in the media and in government are wringing their hands and saying, well, this could start a war. The Iranians have been at war with us since 1979, 40 years. President Trump is not trying to start a war. In fact, he says, if you attack our embassy, which is an act of war, or you kill Americans, we will go after you and you will die. It is interesting that when the mullahs are personally threatened, they tend to draw back. Romans 13 says that God ordained the civil government to punish evildoers. That is exactly what President Trump did when he rid the world of Qasem Soleimani, and the world is a safer place as a result. This is Richard Land.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher and disciple watch a sunset over the desert, and then the mystery of the east-west continuum is revealed. God placed the temple, the altar, the sacrifice, the Holy of Holies, and every act of atonement and redemption to exist on an east-west continuum. Why? An amazing answer. Back then it wasn't known, but it's because the Earth is a sphere with two poles. So north and south are only a few thousand miles apart. But east and west, they have no beginning and no end. They're infinite. They go on forever. That's why it all took place on the east-west continuum, because that's how much God loves you. He loves you with an infinite love. And that's how much he saved you infinitely and forever. And how far did he take your sins away from you? As it is written, as far as the east is from the west.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
All right, folks. Wow, we're getting a lot of messages. Talkers Magazine just posted a story about our purchasing the radio station in Memphis, KWAM, which is an old heritage radio station. It's been around for a long, long time. And if you are a big music fan, if you love the blues, if you love rockabilly, they hosted a lot of very popular singers, from Elvis Presley to Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash actually had a show on this radio station. B.B. King. And the list goes on and on. And it's fallen on some hard times lately, but we're going to go in there with a fresh coat of conservative paint, and we're going to turn that into a radio powerhouse. And one of the things that I'm a huge fan of is locally owned radio. And I think that makes all the difference in the world, because you get to be, you get to really be who you are. You get to serve your local community. And many of you folks right now listening to this radio show are listening to radio stations that are owned by local folks. You folks there in North Carolina at the Talk Station, up in Portland, Maine on WLOB and WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia, and the list goes on and on and on. Those are, to me, those are my favorite kind of radio stations because, you know, for example, you know, we talk about WDUN, and man, those folks are like family to me. And the same thing over at the Talk Station. There's just something special. There's a bond. And we've all got something at stake here. It's not just that we have a national radio show, but we care about what's happening in your communities. And so one of the promises we made to the folks in Memphis is that we are going to be a radio station that serves Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to it's important for people to have local news that comes from Memphis delivered by Memphians. It's important to have local traffic that's being done from Memphis, not some far-flung location in some secret, you know, I don't know, cubicle somewhere. So that's, you know, that's why we're doing what we're doing, is that we want to give the good people of the Mid-South a radio station they can be proud of, and a radio station that is theirs. And we want to invest in that community. And I hope that we are able to build, and I do believe we're going to be able to build a great audience, like many of the radio stations that carry this show. And I hope that you, in return, are supporters of those radio stations. And I hope you maybe pick up the phone or drop an email to your local radio station and say, hey, we want to just say thanks for doing what you do, for keeping us safe when the severe storms. And a lot of you folks in the deep south right now for the next, I think today and tomorrow, you're under the gun, big storms coming through. Some of you folks listening to us up in on KNSS, you're getting ready for a big ice storm. Well, what happens when the power goes out? What happens when the internet, you can't get on the internet? You go turn on the radio. So radio is always going to be there. And that's why I love radio. You know, it's some people think, you know, radio, well, you know, it's not TV. Who cares? You don't have to get gussied up for radio. You can just sit there and you can turn on your radio and you can enjoy the conversation. And that's what it's really all about. You know, in a lot of the corporate world, a lot of these guys, they just come and go. I mean, you're lucky if you're at a radio station for 2 years. You're in and out. There's no loyalty. There's, you know, the pay is not all that great. The benefits not all that great. And nobody just cares. You know why? Because when the big corporations come in, it's cookie cutter. And nobody, who wants to listen to a cookie cutter radio station? I mean, come on. You got to have a little bit of flavor. Got to have a little bit of potpourri, as they say down in New Orleans at the old Times-Picayune States item. Got to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little spice. And that's what we try to do, you know? That's kind of who we are. But that's, again, and there's nothing wrong with cookie cutter. There's nothing wrong with big corporations. But I'm just saying, we're going to go in and we're going to, you know, make a radio station, create a radio station that is going to be Memphis. That's what we're all about. So anyway, sort of a little rant there, but we're very excited and want to say thanks. I know some of the folks from Rush's show just reached out and said congrats, and we appreciate them. They're great folks over there at the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. All right, let's move on now. We've got want to go right to the newsmaker line from the Trump campaign, senior legal advisor to Team Trump and an attorney for our great president, Jenna Ellis. Jenna, great to have you back on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd. It's great to be with you so often now.
Hey, look, I got to tell you something, Jenna, and I'm glad they're coming after you, because normally they come after me and I need a break. We're talking about these leftist loons out there, and man, are they coming after you?
Yeah, they really are. And you know, it just it says that you're making a difference and you're doing something right if all they can attack you for is being a Christian in the public square and standing up for truth. And, you know, really that's all that they have. And they like to twist and manipulate things and, you know, take things out of context and, of course, inflame their base. And they're all about hypocrisy and just, you know, trying to attack. But there's no substance to it. And it's just, you know, Todd, it's absolutely ridiculous that we've reached the point that the left, which is supposedly the party of tolerance, is so hateful and intolerant of Christian beliefs.
Yeah, so look, Media Matters coming after you, Jenna, and you're right, you are a follower of Christ. You're a very conservative individual, and Media Matters has placed a great big target on you. The latest headline, a story written by this their so-called investigative reporter, Eric Hananoki is his name. And, you know, people like this guy need to be called out. And maybe people need to start researching and investigating these folks over at Media Matters. But he's basically spreading a lot of lies about you. Here's the headline. Trump senior advisor and pundit Jenna Ellis has a long trail of toxic anti-LGBTQ remarks.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's really funny that investigative reporting these days is, you know, diving into people's social media and Twitter feeds. Apparently that counts as legitimate journalism these days. But yeah, but, you know, the headlines there, also a headline in The Advocate and a few other things that I've seen. Again, they're just trying to manipulate this. You know, we as Christians believe in the full counsel of God, the entire word from Genesis to Revelation, and to stand up for truth and to say that we are human beings made in the image of God, and that I am a Christian because the best explanation for the reality to which I'm presented is that God created it and his sovereignty controls. And that means he's established certain fundamental things like the civil government, like the church government and the family government. And part of the family system, he created the institution of marriage, and that's between one man and one woman. And that's very clear in the Bible. And so to advocate for that doesn't mean that there's any hatred or bigotry toward anyone else who shares a different belief or has any other type of lifestyle. But it does mean that we can stand up for truth and we can say, hey, listen, this is why God created marriage to be a wonderful, beautiful thing between one man and one woman. And we want to advocate for that. And we want to also make sure that in our civil government, that our law also exists to protect and preserve that institution, because that is God's best for society. And we know that our founding fathers, of course, unanimously agreed that our rights are pre-political. They come from God, our creator, and our government's obligated to preserve and protect those rights and moral law and truth. So to stand up for that is not something that, you know, any of these so-called investigative reporters really should have a problem with. The problem is that, again, they're the ones that are intolerant. And rather than actually being fair and wanting to discuss these in a reasoned manner, they simply come after, you know, a lot of Christians these days with baseless attacks that are completely manipulating the truth and anything that, you know, you or I, Todd, would have actually said on the record.
Yeah, Jenna, one of the things that this Eric Hananoki, and if any of you folks know anything, you know, again, we need to let people know what this guy is really all about. And my reading of this column he wrote, this attack piece he wrote on you, clearly to me, this guy is exhibiting anti-Christian heterophobic tendencies, and it's pretty troubling. He says Ellis previously worked as a director for the James Dobson Family Institute. Let me stop right there, Jenna. That would make you a rock star in the conservative world. But according to Eric Hananoki, he says the institute is named after and led by the anti-LGBTQ conservative commentary. So now the guy's going after, you know, a beloved person in the Christian community, Dr. James Dobson.
Right. And so this is, you know, of course, it's just attacking both me and Dr. Dobson simply for being Christians. And so we're being labeled, you know, members of a hate group and all of these other things that, again, just because we stand up for biblical principles and are freely speaking, freely associating, freely exercising our sincerely held religious beliefs, which, by the way, are enumerated and protected by our First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, that automatically makes us targets, and he's spinning it to say that basically we're not allowed to do that. And just because of our association and affiliation and our speech, then that somehow means that we should be excised from the public square and we should be hated, we should be targeted. That's absolutely a false premise and should never happen in the United States of America.
Well, and let me jump in here, Jenna, because to that point, you know, the president just a few days ago was speaking to all those evangelicals in Miami, and that was the whole point of his address, is that he is going to stand up for people of faith, and that the left, they do not like Christians. They are targeting Christians. They want to silence Christians, and they're going to bully them into silence if they have to. And that's what they're doing.
Absolutely.
To you.
That's what they're trying to do. And thankfully, you know, the Trump administration is standing firm. I will stand firm. I know you'll stand firm, Todd, and I so respect and appreciate you for that. Dr. Dobson has been standing firm for, you know, 40 plus years on the national stage on his radio program. And thankfully, Christians and those of us who, you know, regardless of our sincerely held beliefs, can stand up to the left. They are only interested in tolerating us if we agree with them. And that's absolutely the definition of intolerance and their own bigotry, by saying we won't tolerate you unless you agree with us, and we will bully you and shame you into trying to silence you. I mean, just minutes before I called you, I was looking on, and GLAAD, the organization, is now starting a list of saying here are all of the quote-unquote hateful rhetoric that Jenna Ellis has said in the last, you know, couple of years, and they're now making a list. And the only purpose for this, Todd, is bullying, and it's also encouraging their base to go and target Christians. And I've had to remove so many vile things, I mean, including, you know, threats and just death wishes and things off of my personal social media in the
last
24
hours. So wait a second, you're getting death threats? You're getting death threats?
There are, yes, and there are people who have said openly on my Facebook page, much less what they're direct messaging me, saying, you know, I hope for your death. I pray for your death. I mean, that is how far these people are going to try to bully me to stand down from truth and to stand down from advocating sincerely the Constitution and for President Trump as well.
You see, it's pretty pathetic, and shame on those folks from GLAAD. I mean, that they would align themselves with people who are trying to smear you. And of course, they are smearing you. But again, Jenna, this is what we can expect from the left. And these are very radical organizations. They're militant organizations. And I think a pretty good argument could be made, and we're not making it right now, but I think an argument could be made that these are, in fact, hate groups, or at least anti-Christian groups.
Yeah, and you know, the definition of hate and intolerance, you know, the progressive left is so good at manipulating terms into whatever they want. I mean, you look at Nancy Pelosi and the left manipulating the Constitution and the definition of what constitutes an impeachment. They use this term unconstitutional all over the place. They have no idea what that actually means. They're not using it in any legitimate sense. And so for these organizations to use the term of tolerance, when they're the ones who are actually being hateful and bigoted. I mean, if you saw what I had to delete from my Facebook feed and, you know, direct messages, even personal email, all of this, that's the hateful, bigoted rhetoric to say we want you, death wishes, you know, and all these vile things and name calling and smear campaigns. That's not at all what Christians are doing with standing out and standing up and just speaking truth and love. So they're the ones that are actually hateful and intolerant.
All right. Well, Jenna, you hang in there, and you know we've got your back. And again, I appreciate you taking such a firm stand. You are a great role model to a lot of conservative young ladies and conservatives in general. And we really do appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you. I'm proud to stand for Christ and truth. And, you know, it's one of those things that even though they say and claim that they have pride, well, we need to only, as Paul said in the New Testament, boast in our weakness and also boast in the salvation of Jesus Christ. And I'll continue to do that with you, Todd, and with all of the great Christians I know who are listening to your program. Stand firm, speak truth and love. Don't let them bully you.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Jenna Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, she's a senior legal advisor to the president. It's a tough situation out there, folks. And it's pretty shameful that the gay men over at GLAAD, and I know there've got to be some over there, that have got to stand up and reject this. But there needs to be at least one gay man over at GLAAD headquarters who can stand up and say, really, guys, that's who we are. We're going to go out there and bully women. We're going to attack women and try to destroy conservative women. Is that really who we want to be? I mean, you've got to think there's got to be at least one person over at GLAAD willing to stand up. But maybe, I don't know, maybe there's not. Maybe there's not. But this is unacceptable. And that's why I wanted Jenna to come on the show. She's been under fierce attack, guys. She's getting death threats. Death threats because she's a Christian. And these people over at Media Matters, these people are a bunch of evil goons. And we're going to call them out every single time they spread lies about conservatives. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And we've got to do something about it. All right, got to take a break here. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
America is on the verge of another civil war. Socialism is on the rise. Free speech is under assault. People of faith are facing persecution. Can America be saved? Best-selling author Todd Starnes answers that question in his new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Sean Hannity says Todd's book is a must-read for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. Franklin Graham called Culture Jihad a gripping account of how to restore American greatness. Get an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Join conservatives from across the nation at the 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. Spend a weekend at the beautiful Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, tucked away in the North Carolina mountains.
With special musical guests, the Irwins, America's Minister of Encouragement, Dr. Dennis Swanberg, members of the House Freedom Caucus,
and your host, Todd Starnes.
Three wonderful days of inspiration, encouragement, and lots of laughter.
The 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway,
October 23rd through the 25th. Register today at ToddStarnes.com.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
The Oracle opens up the Jubilee Mysteries, that there are these appointed times, appointed by God, and in these years, something prophetic has to happen concerning Jerusalem and end-time prophecy. Amazing. One of those years was 2017, and during that year came the Jerusalem Declaration by Donald Trump proclaiming Jerusalem. Now, amazing thing. What happens during the year of Jubilee? The trumpet has to sound. What does the name Trump mean? It means he who sounds the trumpet. It means also the trumpet itself. So get this, the year of Jubilee 2017 is the year that Donald Trump comes to power. The trump must sound throughout the land in this year. Amazing. Who could put that together? It means that he had to be elected just when he was. All this, everything is part of the Jubilee mystery of God. He's on the throne.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. All right, folks. Well, wow, what a crazy week this has been. A lot of wild news. Next week, folks, you better buckle up because the articles of impeachment are going to the Senate. We will either have the trial next week or there's going to be a lot of bickering about how it all is going to play out and whether or not we will hear from witnesses. And we do know that at least three Republicans are wanting to side with the Democrats and call witnesses. That's what we know at this point. So there you go. By the way, I want to give a shout out to the Arkansas State Senate. They are considering a resolution to condemn the Democrat-led House of Representatives for the sham impeachment of the president. This is from the reporting of Breitbart News. It is their exclusive. And my hat is off to the great citizens of the state of Arkansas. Tom Cotton, who is the senator from there, says, "I hate to break the news to the resistance, but you have zero leverage. You can keep your partisan impeachment articles as long as you want. The Senate will just keep confirming judges, approving trade deals, and doing the people's business." Well, there you go. That's a mic drop right there. So be it. All right. Well, look, it's been a fun weekend. Hey, I want to encourage you to check out reservations right now for the Big Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. And we understand a lot of folks already signing up. We only have spots for 200, I think maybe 250 people max. It is a great weekend this coming fall at the Billy Graham Training Center in North Carolina. ToddStarnes.com. You can see more info about the Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. Want to thank our great call screener, Avery, our producer, JP, our board op, Caleb. Folks, it's been a great, great week. Have a great Friday. And whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend. We'll see you Monday.
President Reagan once said, "Freedom is just one generation away from extinction." Best-selling author Todd Starnes believes the nation stands at a crossroad. Do we choose freedom and liberty or socialism and destruction? Todd offers his observations on the state of our union in his newest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Governor Mike Huckabee says, "Todd mixes rock solid investigative journalism with Southern humor to deliver a must-read book for freedom-loving patriots." Order an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Join conservatives from across the nation at the 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. Spend a weekend at the beautiful Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, tucked away in the North Carolina mountains. With special musical guests, the Irwins, America's Minister of Encouragement, Dr. Dennis Swanberg, members of the House Freedom Caucus, and your host, Todd Starnes. Three wonderful days of inspiration, encouragement, and lots of laughter. The 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway, October 23rd through the 25th. Register today at ToddStarnes.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.